Okay.
Just to see what.
I'm just gonna sit it there, and then what do you think is? What do you? I'll ask a question.
What self means to me?
Yeah, what is the self, or what is self?
Self is how you see yourself in the eyes of others, mostly, but self is who you are, what comes out of you, your soul, yourself. Self is being yourself. Not, sometimes it's what others see in you. You portray yourself as you're portraying yourself, but self means to me is what your truly feelings are. When you look in the mirror, this is who you are and this is what you're all about. You know yourself, you know, that's self.
So you said you portray yourself, but you look in the mirror and that's your,
that's your true self.
True self. So how are those the same? Like, how can you both have it be your true self and you're portraying yourself at the same time?
Well, you like to be, me, I like my self image, like I want people to see me as a real nice guy, this and that. But truly in my heart, myself is who I really am. I know my faults. I know, you know, how I really feel about things in my heart and soul, about when I look at family or how I feel about anything that I look at. That's how I feel, you know. That's myself. It's how I feel when I see something, or how I feel about myself. When I look in the mirror, you know, that's who I am. That's, and all the feelings that come with it. But sometimes I portray myself to others on how they want to see me, but that's not myself. Because I got lots of faults that I'm still working on.
So, do you think that the self that you see in the mirror is an effect or affected by the self that other people see of you, or the self you think other people see? Do you think that changes how you see yourself in the mirror?
No, I see, when I look in the mirror, I know it's only me, and I know myself. I know who I am, what I'm really, my true feelings are, and, you know. Sometimes it's an act when I'm trying to portray myself to somebody. I want them to see something a little different, so I act different.
Different than what?
Well, like being too...
And if that's something that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like... You know, like I hide my smile because of my teeth. Stuff like that, you know. And yeah. I know I'm bald. I was bald early. And I had a hard time with the ladies, you know. So I hung around with certain people that would accept me.
Yeah.
It's all about like acceptance, you know. Everybody wants to be accepted.
So the self wants to be accepted.
Yeah.
Or that, is that self part of...
That's portraying myself. I'm telling you, I know what I really am. I could look in the mirror and say, this is what I really am. I know what I, you know, that's myself. That's myself. There's no lying about it or whatever, you know. Trying to make things up. It's just who I am. I don't know if that's good enough or what.
Yeah, whatever. So what do you think?
I don't always be myself because I'm afraid to offend other people.
Do you think the self comes from like who you are when you're born, or how you are raised and what environment this life, or do you think you'd be the same self like we were talking earlier on those other planets? Like if they were other civilizations before us, do you think like you'll be the same self wherever your life exists, or is the self something that...
Well, the self is something that's... I think a lot of it has to do with how you're raised from childhood, you know. Your morals and stuff and respect for people, you learn that from parenting, good parenting. If you don't have that, then you become a disrespectful and, you know. Maybe they have selves too where they can look at themselves and know that they're being... I don't know, I can't, that's hard to say. I think a lot of it has to do with your upbringing, but I think everybody knows in their soul what their self is. They may commit a murder, but they know they're not really like that. That's not them.
So the self is inherently good?
Inherently?
Naturally good? Like it occurs, like that's the way things are made? Like things are born inherently?
No, it's developed. It's developed through... You're not born...
With a self?
With a... I don't think so. Take a child that's born, put it in a fucking... a bubble, no communication, nothing to see. Just put it in one room, all white. What's that gonna? How's it gonna be developed itself?
Hmm.
What's itself gonna be? You know, it'll have a soul.
It will then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is self.
Yeah.
Is self then like soul?
I believe so, yeah. I believe everybody has a soul. Everybody's born with one.
A soul. I guess, what do we imagine that to be?
A soul is what... a soul is your heart. How you see yourself. That's a hard question. I don't know. Because if you're, like I just said, if you're a baby and get put in a bubble in a room, how are they going to see themselves 20 years from now? You know, they don't develop anything. But they still have a self, I guess. But what it is, I don't know. I can't...
I think there's a difference between, like, essence and self. I feel like self, the way that people use the word self, at least like in school settings, like academic settings,
yeah,
feels to me like it's a construct of your relation to other people, like how you see yourself in relation to all things, like that grill,
yeah,
you, Ohio, wherever, you know, the sun, those other planets. I feel like those are
part of yourself.
Imagined states, or like imagined selves, and then what's separate from a self is the essence of your life, like,
yeah,
the essence of your aliveness.
Yeah.
Which I guess is hard. I'm going like that on my heart. So.
Well, I heart, soul.
Yeah.
It's the same. That's... You got your heart, your soul's right in the middle of your heart.
What about things that don't have hearts? They have souls. Plants. They have a heart, per se. I guess they have system that functions as a heart, like pumps
right.
stuff through, but...
It's a living organism.
Yeah.
You know.
Animals
have... It's just different type. We're talking...
Do trees have a self? Or animals? Cute Coco! Hey girl,
sorry.
You smell good? Did you get bath?
Go find some dog food. Go find something to roll in. Hi baby girl. Hi.
Hey, girl.
You did good.
What do a grandpa would say at South?
Hit one door, right back out the other.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandpa. I want to interview you a question.
What?
What do you think a self is?
What?
Like the self? Yourself?
Myself?
A self, yeah.
Me?
That. Or like the concept of self.
She wants to know how you see it.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Me and self is, I don't know, whatever goes along with me, I guess. Me, myself, and I. How's that?
It's pretty good.
What was that bear? We got up there and I stand there and pay the bill, and these two women brought two cats in.
Oh, God.
Big son of bitches. And man, you should have heard them cats. The one that was in the carrier, especially.